Ladies and gentlemen, Brett Hamill.
Hello.
Hi.
So here's what's going on in my life lately. My wife is on this new kick where she won't let me bring any meat into the house unless it's organic and free range. That's the only type of meat allowed in our refrigerator, organic and free range. And do you have any idea how expensive it is to buy a roll of stickers that say organic and free range? It's super pricey. I looked into it. And look, I know I need to eat healthy. I try. Like, I used to eat a lot of soy because I heard that soy was good for you. And then I read in the paper recently that if you consume too much soy, it can lower your testosterone levels. And when I read that, I just cried and cried. Yeah, lit some candles, put on some Adele. It was a rough afternoon. Gotta get healthy. I had a health scare just this morning because I forgot that I had beets for dinner last night. Which means I was on WebMD about 12 minutes after my first cup of coffee. Terrifying. And I'm gonna be honest with you, I'm not 100% right now. I've been recovering all week from a pot cookie that I ate 5 days ago. Guys, that is way too long to be stoned. After day two, it's like, I get it. Music is fun. Can we just get on with my life? How do I get off this merry-go-round? How do I make it stop? Am I perma-stoned now? What's going on? And people that actually take the time to bake marijuana cookies are the most sadistic motherfuckers in the world. You see them at every party with their ratty little old Tupperware, right? Forcing them on everyone. Oh, here, eat two. They're super mild this time. Yeah, go ahead. I'm going to watch you eat it. Go ahead. Eat the cookie. And they always make it sound like it's some sort of a health thing or something. Yeah, you want to eat the marijuana. You don't want to smoke it. It's going to damage your throat and lungs. You want to eat the pot. That's way healthier. Really? Is it healthier for me to be stoned until Tuesday? I do not think so. I bought the cookies from a friend of mine. He gives them to me in a Ziploc bag. He's like, there you go, man. There's your cookies. Oh, by the way, be really careful of the purple ones in there. There's some purple cookies mixed into the batch. They're extra strong. I was like, dude, I don't see any purple ones. He said, oh, you will.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?